As always, your morning dump by the way, brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. It's super easy to do. Online, pumpthatseptic.com, or call them. You got it. Pump it.
Just give them a call.
This is pretty crazy, Hunter. Apple is making augmented reality glasses that beam pictures into your eyeballs. That's right. Wow. It just projects the images right onto your retinas. A patent application from Apple says that these glasses...
Safe.
Yeah, I know, right? Just hot images burned into your pupil.
Yeah, we use lasers. It's actually great technology.
So it says that the glasses follow your pupil and you don't need lenses. A lot of AR goggles just give people motion sickness and eye strain when they try to read the screen and walk at the same time. This will hopefully fix it. You know, Apple was ahead of their time with the Google Glass, right? Or the Apple, right? Is that the same thing? That was all them, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was, Apple jumped into it. Microsoft jumped into it a little bit, but it kind of took a halt for a while.
I just, like, I'm all on board for tech. Like, I'm really into it. I think it's crazy. We live in this crazy, you know, tech world now. I don't want to be the guinea pig for this thing that's shooting images into my eyeballs, you know?
Yeah, this is quite kind of interesting how this is. So how does it get projected in front of you? So
if you guys
don't know what augmented reality, we should probably say that first, explain what that is. So it's like you're walking around in your room, but like other digital things pop up in your real life room.
Right there, yeah. So like if you're in your living room and you want to look up the scores for the game, you can just pull it up and it's still your living room in the background, but there you can see it like floating in space. It's crazy, dude. It's nuts.
It's like Facebook. If you want to go check Facebook, there's a Facebook icon over there in the corner of your room. You walk over to it.
Pornhub for some reason, if you want to go check that out. I mean, who would do that? But you know what I mean, for some reason. But yeah, I'll give it some time before I get, you know, images shot into my eyeballs. But hey, future's now, old man. The future is now.
It's absolutely unbelievable what augmented reality is. I'm telling you guys, it is going to change the world.
Yeah.
Think about this. Having a meet, Brock, you and I right now.
Yeah.
I'm in my basement. You're in the studio.
Yep.
But with these glasses, dude, I pull you up right here, dude. You're right in front of me, talking to me like I'm like you're right here.
Boy, can't wait for that. Lastly,
Jesus.
Oh, great! Hunter's in my living room. I'm super excited
I'm
about this.
In your living room every day. Bothering you.
Hey, Brock, what are you doing? Hey, Brock, get out of here, hologram Hunter. I don't want to hang out.
Can I come with?
Anyway, that's coming soon, so we'll see what happens. Lastly, I think it goes without saying, Halloween on Sunday, which means candy and booze and costumes, and more importantly, sexy costumes. What is it about Halloween? When did that shift happen? Where it had to be like maybe in the 80s where women were like, okay,
I'm going
to
be a desk, a sexy desk.
A sexy desk. I'm a tree, a sexy little tree. Oh, my God.
You can just be anything as a woman and just put sexy in front of it, and it works.
Like, I'm pretty sure I saw a woman dressed in, like, a skimpy brown outfit. She's like, I'm a sexy turd. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
I'm a hot turd.
Look at me. It's like, okay, this is too much now.
That's actually kind of funny. It's a hot turd.
A hot steaming. So, look, I'm all for it. Ladies, I love you. I will say, though, I almost appreciate a woman's costume where it's not just sexy for the sake of, you know, when you put some thought into it, you know? It's almost better to me.
This holiday is a walking Facebook. You know, I gotta be sexy. Look at me. I appreciate the costume that the lady dresses up in. It's like intelligent, funny, and you're like, damn.
Yeah.
There's no sexiness about that at all.
Like, it goes the same for guys too. You always get those jacked up guys that always dress as like Conan the Barbarian, just an excuse to walk around with their shirt off. And maybe I'm a little jealous because I got my dad bod, but it's like, all right, we get it. You're in good shape. Everyone's sexy here. All right, that's fine.
I gotta give props to my ex girlfriend. It's amazing I'm saying this, but props to me. She went as Garth. She was blonde.
Yeah.
She went as Garth from Wayne's World. Perfect.
Nice.
She put the black glasses. Nothing sexy about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Sexy
Garth. Pulled it off perfectly.
Sexy Garth. I like it. So either way, ladies, bring a heavy coat because when you're dressed like a slutty garden gnome, you're going to get cold waiting in line to get those 2-for-1 drinks at the bar, okay?
Ladies, get it in free.
Is it worth it getting the hypothermia? I guess. All right, so what do we got? We got augmented reality glasses with Hunter in my living room and sexy Halloween. I'm so sexy. Oh, my God, I'm sexy. That is your morning dump bar today, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.